Korean Quilt.
Hello, 여보세요?
Hi, can I speak to Billy Bob Highball Frampton?
no one here by that name, lady. I think you've got the wrong number. 잘못 거셨습니다.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the show. Today, 잘못 거셨습니다 is our key phrase, which means you've got the wrong number.
All right, so before we dive into the grammar behind it, how about we get some practice simply putting our tongue around these words, as it's not entirely easy the first time. Here, you've got the wrong number comes out as 잘못 거셨습니다.
You've dialed the wrong number. 잘못 거셨습니다.
Or a little bit more naturally here, you've got the wrong number. 잘못 거셨습니다.
잘못 거셨습니다.
Now here, 잘못 is used to denote an error or mistake or fault. And here it's combined with the verb 걸다, which is the pure Korean verb for to call or phone someone. Finally, because we want to be especially polite in this situation, the verb changes slightly to what we see in today's form, 거셨습니다, and is only used in the second or third person.
Exactly. So you wouldn't use it about yourself. And this 잘못 combination is useful in other situations and with other verbs when you've made a mistake or there's some kind of problem.
You're right, Anna. For example, when talking about any common mistake not associated with a specific verb, you can say simply 잘못했어요.
I screwed up, Richard. 잘못했어요.
So we'll run over our expressions one more time today just before we leave. Here, you've got the wrong number. 잘못 거셨습니다.
And I made a mistake and I screwed up. 잘못했어요.
That's it for us today, but we'll be back tomorrow with lots more here on Korean Quilt.
Bye.